With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Forceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, let's go, big fella. I'm Silver.
Group that drew rein near an isolated ranch house. Their hats were pulled low, and the face of every man was entirely covered by a black bandana into which eye holes had been cut.
And you two stay here with the horses, unless you come with me. Ranch shows me fight, leave them to me.
And don't forget the boss's name.
Hey, what's all the
rest? Ranch, you get back inside the house.
Come on.
You guessed it. Now in you go, Grant.
Don't you hear this? Oh.
All right, close that door. Ranch, you stole a lot of cattle yesterday and got paid off in cash. We want that money.
I don't have it in the house. Oh! You needn't slap me around.
You'll get more than slaps if you don't produce cash.
And make it fast. Sandusky, don't fool.
Sandusky? You mean...
I'm Sandusky. I've come back to collect some money. I figure this part of the country owes me.
Sandusky, I'm an old man. All I've got...
You never mind all that.
Well, where's the money? We'll help ourselves.
In that cupboard.
I'll get it.
It's in a little blue bowl.
I got it.
All right, that's all, boys. Clear out.
Yeah.
Ranch, you're lucky we're leaving you alive. Yeah. Adios.
Ranch, you can tell the sheriff that Sandusky has come back.
Oh, that's a dirty, ornery bull, Gat. Sandusky, back here. Too smart for anyone to catch. Even outwitted the Lone Ranger.
Bart Hendricks was the sheriff in the nearby town of Lunar City. He also owned a restaurant which served as the sheriff's office between meals. His daughter Sally made the place attractive to the townspeople. The girl looked up quickly when her father came in.
Dad!
Her face was flushed with excitement as she hurried past the tables.
Sally, is anything wrong?
Hey, Parker was looking for you. He's all excited. He wanted to tell you about Sandusky.
What's he know about that crook?
He saw him.
Think Parker did?
Yes, Dad.
I don't trust Parker too far.
He had no reason to lie about this. He said that Sandusky and his gang were riding south on a lame horse trail.
That makes three men who've seen Sandusky. Well, maybe this will get some results. Look here.
Something in the paper?
Yep, I just came from the printing office. Len Bixby set up an announcement about Sandusky having returned to Luna City. Now look it over when you get a chance, Sally. See if I got the description right.
You had a handbill on Sandusky.
I know. I copied the description from it.
Hey, sir.
Hey, he's on that door, Macy.
Sandusky is back.
Have you seen him, too?
Just a little while ago. He had a gang with him. He was heading toward Abner Grant's ranch.
Are you sure it was a Sandusky gang?
Dead sure. I was in a clump of trees. They rode so close I could almost reach out and touch them.
Doggone it, I thought the Lone Ranger had disposed of Sandusky for keeps.
So did I, but I guess Sandusky's too smart for the Lone Ranger.
Why didn't you shoot the critter when you saw him, Macy?
I'd shoot him, and the five men with him would shoot me. That's no bargain.
Oh, here comes Abner Grant. Look out the front window, Dad.
Sure enough. An Indian was helping him walk.
Grant's mighty unsteady on his feet.
I wonder who the Indian is. I reckon we'll soon find out. Howdy, Abner.
I'll close the door.
Thanks for helping me across the street.
That all right?
I didn't think I'd get here. They slapped me around considerable.
Who did? What happened to you, Abner?
Maybe the Sandusky and his gang.
Is he sheriff? I told you I saw him heading towards Grant's place.
They stole everything I had. I sold all my livestock to get cash to go east, where my boy lives.
And all those dirty polecats.
Say, Tonto, I'm sorry I got no money. I'd like you to give you something for your trouble.
Tonto?
It's no trouble. He come here anyway. He wants salt, other supplies. Maybe you sell them, Mama.
Why, yes, of course. Come on back to the kitchen. I'll get you whatever you want.
Now, Abner, you tell me all you can about the crooks who stole all your cash.
Three hours after Abner Grant had told his story to the sheriff, the suppertime crowd filled nearly every table of the restaurant. In one corner, there were three townsmen named Macy, Taggart, and Ross. No one suspected that these were three of the masked men who had robbed Abner Grant. Macy was speaking.
I was here when Grant was talking to the sheriff. He's convinced it was the Sandusky gang that robbed him. We got nothing to worry about.
Taggart, you sure know how to plan some things.
You boys follow my orders, and we'll all be rich. Be careful you don't arouse suspicions by spending too much money.
Here, the sheriff has some kind of announcement in the newspaper. You hear anything about that, Macy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The paper doesn't come out till tomorrow, but the sheriff's got an advance copy of it.
Yeah? What does it say?
It describes Sandusky. Tells everyone to be on the lookout for him.
There's the sheriff now. Ask me sure his copy.
Good idea.
Hey, sir.
Good evening,
Jim.
Howdy,
sheriff.
Howdy.
Hey, sheriff, I hear Sandusky's making more trouble.
Yep. I've been out with a pot of heat for the past 3 hours. I'm going out again as soon as supper hour is over.
I was telling Ross and Taggart about your announcement in the paper. Have you got it handy?
I'll get my copy. Sally's put it somewhere. I'll ask her about it.
Well, she's over there in the far corner.
Sally, where'd you put that advance copy of the newspaper?
Well, Daddy, it's gone. You remember that Indian who came here with Abner Grant?
Sure, what about him?
Well, he brought some supplies and arrested him in that newspaper.
Doggone it, honey, that's the only copy we had.
Dad, I heard Abner Grant call that Indian Thompson. So I played a hunt.
Huh?
Do you remember when Sandusky was around here the last time?
How could I forget?
And the Lone Ranger was after him. Sandusky disappeared. And, Dad, the Lone Ranger had an Indian friend named Tonto. It's not a common name. Now, maybe the Indian who came here is the Lone Ranger's friend.
I wouldn't know. I never saw that masked man's partner unless he was the one who came in here today.
Maybe after he left here with the food, he met the Lone Ranger.
I see what you're getting at.
I sent that tape in the hope that the masked man would see that article and know that Sandusky has come back to Luna City.
Well, it's a chance. No harm done at any rate.
That's what I thought.
What is it, Sally?
Something in my apron pocket. I wonder.
Looks like something wrapped in a piece of paper.
Yes, it's a bullet. It's a
silver
bullet.
Look
at it.
Well,
the bullet. I'll be waiting behind the restaurant. Dad, do you know what this means?
The silver bullet means the Lone Ranger.
Yes, and they'll be waiting behind the restaurant. Dad, he was here. He must have been at one of the tables. I must have served a meal to him. And he dropped his nose in my apron pocket.
Right there.
He did see the paper and he came here. Oh, come with me, Dad. We'll go out in the back of the restaurant.
The Lone Ranger had been in the restaurant wearing a disguise in place of his mask. He was waiting beside the great horse Silver when Sally and her father came out the kitchen door. In the moonlight, it could be seen that the mask was once more across his eyes and nose.
Then you did see the newspaper. You gave me this cartridge.
Yes.
Doggone it, Mr. Trey, I thought you'd gotten rid of the Sandusky and his gang.
How many people have seen Sandusky's gang?
Well, there have been several of them.
Otto said the men who robbed Abner Grant wore bandanas over their faces.
That's right.
Grant might have been mistaken about their identity.
He heard one of them call the leader Sandusky.
Besides, there were others who just saw the gang. Well, you remember, Dad Ross saw the money off. He told you he was dead sure Sandusky. No one could mistake Sandusky's face. One that'd give a person a nightmare.
That's right. Dad Ross saw all my mess, and so did Saturday Clive. They were the first ones to tell me Sandusky'd come back.
I see.
And Hank Parker saw the whole gang. They were riding along the Lame Horse Trail.
Macy saw the gang, too. He saw those crooks on the way to Abner Grant's house.
But, Sheriff, are you sure all those men told the truth?
Well, the fact is, I wouldn't trust any one of them very far. If just one had told a story about seeing Sandusky, I might have taken it with a grain of salt. But with so many reports, I reckon it must be the truth.
Oh, Abner Grant would tell the truth. I'd take his word any time.
Yeah. Anyhow, why would anyone lie about seeing that outfit?
That's what I'd like to know.
Huh?
How many were in Sandusky's gang?
Six, counting the leaders. Same as there were the last time they were in these parts.
Sheriff, the last time I talked to you, I was trying to get that gang.
I remember that.
I succeeded. They were captured in Little Falls.
They were?
They go to jail?
For a short time.
Oh, then they broke out of jail, huh?
No, Sheriff. They didn't break out of jail. They were taken out of jail to hang.
To hang?
I don't understand.
Sandusky and all five members of his gang had been dead for the last 2 months.
Why?
After leaving the sheriff and his daughter, the Lone Ranger hurried to his camp near town where Tonto was waiting. Briefly, he summarized what he had learned while Tonto saddled his horse.
The sheriff couldn't believe it when I told him that Sandusky and his men were dead.
Oh, why him have doubts?
Because Sandusky's been seen and identified by several men in town.
Oh, that's not true. Him dead.
The sheriff gave me the names of four men who swear they've seen Sandusky.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they make mistakes.
No one could make that kind of a mistake. Sandusky had a face no one could forget.
Who claimed to see it?
Four men. I have their names. I learned where they can be found. Two of them, Macy and Ross, are in the restaurant. The others are named Parker and Clive. Parker's house is nearest. We'll go there first.
What we do there? Ask questions?
No. No, Tonto. I have another plan. I'll tell you about it on the way.
Scout's ready now.
Good. Let's go. Easy.
One, two, three. Watch out.
Man and Tonto drew rein near a small house at one end of the town's main street.
Hello, easy, gentlemen. This is where Parker lives.
Yes, just a second.
Hey, what's the idea?
Get back there, Parker.
My bullet! Quit shoving!
That's just a start.
Mask!
Close that door, Tonto.
Now, see here. What is the idea?
Cash, Parker. Your share of Abner Grant's money.
Who are you?
Parker, Abner Grant tried to stall, and then he got slapped around. That's nothing compared to what I'm ready to give you.
No, wait. Wait a minute. Listen.
Where is the cash?
What makes you think?
I warned you about stalling. Want more?
No, I'll get the cash.
I'm waiting, and I'm not patient.
I've got the cash here in my pocket, but how did you know about it?
I didn't know about it until just now. See the money in your pocket. What?
You mean you're not taking it?
We're taking it. We're taking you with it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. tightly bound and gagged and left in the Lone Ranger's well-concealed camp, while the masked man and Tonto returned to town in search of a man named Clive. Careful inquiry by Tonto brought out the fact that Clive was in the cafe.
Say, you looking for Clive?
That's right. Come and say, him in here.
Yeah, he's back there at the rear table. Gent with a black hat. Just came in with a nice piece of cash. I reckon he's celebrating.
Go out there, Red, you'll find out about it.
So you see, boys, after everything was settled, I got a nice...
What do you want, Richie?
You, Clive.
Yes?
A man in back. Get talk.
Get to me. What does he want to talk about?
It's plenty private.
Private. Oh.
I'll be back in a few minutes, boys. I've got some special plans.
Yeah. We go out back door.
I don't know why he sends you in here instead of coming in himself.
Who is he?
You see plenty quick.
Where is this man?
Right here.
What?
We have no time to waste with you. If you make any noise, we'll shut you up in a hurry.
You're a man.
That's right. I have a rope for you. Hold his arms tall.
He got it. Well,
I told you to be quiet. I will have to gag you. It's time for you to leave the cafe. But enough of that in there, Grant's money. You'll hear the details later.
He got rope on him.
Good. Now give me a hand. I'll carry him on silver.
Steady, boy.
Let's get off here, Tonto. We'll stop at camp long enough to pick up Parker. Then we'll ungag the prisoners and take them to the sheriff's home.
Be ready.
On silver.
Sheriff and Sally were at home discussing the surprisingly sudden appearance of the Lone Ranger. The girl was pleased with the knowledge that the masked man had not failed in his effort to get the Sandusky gang.
Oh, Dad, if you only knew how miserable I felt when I heard that Sandusky was back around here.
Sort of disillusioned, eh, Sally?
Yes, but not any longer. The Lone Ranger didn't fail.
I sure hope he can do the same with these critters who are posing as the Sandusky gang.
I wonder what he's going to do.
Well, you heard what he said, honey. Said the men who claimed to have seen Sandusky must have lied. And he figured they did it for a purpose.
So the Sandusky gang would be blamed for the theft of Abner Grant's money.
Yep. Seems like a lot of trouble for six men to go to, just for Grant's cash. Hardly worthwhile. Unless
what?
Unless they figure on committing more crimes in the same way.
I wonder what the masked man plans to do. Dad, someone's here. I'll open the door. Maybe it's the masked man.
Make them to the sheriff.
They got me. The masked man, Sheriff, he came like a tornado. It isn't right.
Get these ropes off me. Cut me loose.
He slapped me around. I'll file charges.
If you sent that masked man and the Indian together, Sheriff, it'll cost you your bed.
Now hold on, Clyde.
I won't stand for it. I don't have to stand for it.
Quiet. Sheriff, Parker has a lot of money in his pocket. He admitted that it was stolen from Abner Grant.
Yeah? I deny that. I deny everything. You've got no proof.
Clive has a lot of money in his pocket.
I got it from a uncle in the East. You prove different.
You're the word against ours. Maybe a judge and jury will let a masked man testify, but I doubt it.
I see. You've grown bold in the presence of the sheriff.
No, look, mister.
Sheriff, the men who identified Sandusky are the ones who robbed Abner Grant.
You can't prove a thing.
You admitted your guilt. You showed me the money. In your pocket right now.
Try to prove it, Abner Grant's money. Just try to prove it.
How about that, mister?
He admitted his guilt.
You have any witnesses to that?
No.
That's bad. Judge in Lunar City is downright strict, and he calls for plenty of proof. Looks like I'll have to turn these critters loose.
Oh, Dad.
Not just yet, Sheriff. You can hold them here for a little while. Give me a chance.
For what?
Ross and Macy claim to have seen Sandusky. Give me time to find those two.
How can you get that proof on them if you didn't get proof on these two?
Let me try.
I think they're at Macy's house right now.
They are?
Well, when they left the restaurant, I heard Macy ask Ross to go home with him.
I see. Maybe I...
What are you thinking about?
Sheriff, I have an idea. I think it's worth trying.
What is it?
I'll need a lot of help from you. How far would you go to get the men who robbed Grant?
Well, I don't know.
Smash a gang at the beginning. A gang that might become as powerful and dangerous as the original Sandusky gang.
I'd go a long way if I didn't have to step too far outside the law. What's your plan?
Your daughter said that Macy and Ross are together. I
I want to borrow something from Clive and Parker.
What do you mean, borrow something from me?
Surely, Parker, if you're innocent, you'll be glad to help the law. All I want is a wallet, and only for a little while.
Lone Ranger carefully outlined the beginning of a plan, and while he talked, he filled in the details. Clive and Parker voiced strenuous objections from time to time. It was half an hour later when the masked man left the house. Meanwhile, Ross and Macy were discussing the success of their first venture in crime and making plans for their next job.
Now, let me get this straight, Macy. You say that their next job is at the Double Bar Ranch?
Yeah. You see, Ross, there's...
one of the boys.
Get him up, Macy.
Hey, what the... My mask.
You too. Get him up. I'll take the guns. Drop yours, Ross.
What's the idea? Is this a stick-up?
Your gun. I'll kick it to me.
If you're here for cash, you came to the wrong place.
No, I came to the right place. Here, look at this wallet. It has an H.P. on it. Henry Parker.
H.P. Parker?
It's empty now. I collected from him. I have Clive's cut on the grant money, too. Now I want yours.
Now hold on. What do you mean, the grant money?
You know what I mean.
How do we know?
Put it on the table and be quick about it. Or shall I use this gun and take it off your bodies?
All right, mister. I don't savvy this, and I'm not admitting anything. Here's all the cash I've got.
Put it on that table.
There.
Now, go through that door to the back room.
What? What for?
Do as I say, Macy. You, Ross, stay where you are. I'll get to you in a minute. All right, come on. I have it all.
All right. I'm going.
Keep your hands high, Ross. Open the door, Macy. Get in
there. Help me. What are you doing?
Hold it, Ross.
Ross stood staring at the cold-blooded way in which the masked man fired two shots after shoving Macy into the rear room.
You shot him.
Let Sandusky take the blame.
Did you do the same to Parker and Clive?
The boss figures a three-way split is better than six ways.
Three ways, huh? I thought all along he and Lever were pretty thick with each other. What do you come in?
I have ideas, Ross. Now, I'll turn out your cash. Who's on the table with Macy's?
Of all the dirty double crosses. So look, you don't have to kill me.
You're not needed anymore. Furthermore, when the law finds all four of the men who claim they saw Sandusky, it'll look like revenge.
Yeah, I see. Well, you got Macy because he didn't know it was coming. Me, I don't aim to get shot in the back. I'd rather take a chance and take this.
What the fuck?
The Lone Ranger intentionally fired high as Ross leaped through the window after spilling the table to put the masked man off balance. Abject fear lent speed to Ross as he raced away from the house. He soon was breathless and slow to a walk when he thought he was safe from pursuit. But he walked with grim purpose directly to the house where Taggart lived.
Hello, Taggart.
Oh, it's you, Ross. Come on in.
You alone?
Well, Lever's in the other room.
I see.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Ross? You're acting mighty strange.
Mind if I look at that gun you're wearing?
Look at it? What for?
Just want to see it, that's all. I lost mine.
Well, I noticed the empty leather. I get it. You think I swiped your gun? Well, that's all it's eating you.
Let's have a look at yours.
Sure. Here. Have a good look.
Thanks, Taggart. Now I'll play the part of a masked man. Steady, don't move and don't yell.
Hey, give me back that gun. Have you gone loco?
A three-way split is better than a six-way, huh, Taggart? Now hold it. Don't try to jump me.
You see here.
Your masked pal got Macy, but he missed out on me. I got away from him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You sent the killer to get me and Macy the same as he got Clive and Parker. You sent him to collect our share of the grant money.
Why, you...
You and Lever would have cut him in instead of the four of us. Well, I'm taking over. I'll get you, and when Lever comes to see what the shot meant, I'll get him. Then the masked man. I'm taking all of Abner Grant's cash. Savvy? All of it.
Now, wait, Ross. You're wrong. I didn't send anyone.
Taggart, you lie. I'm telling you.
Stop that gun. The masked man.
You. I'll get you.
You winged him, Ross. I'll finish him for you. I'll get the gun.
No, you don't. Take another reach for that gun, and I'll break your hand.
Sheriff,
Mom is smacked. Shut up, Taggart. Did some damage to the masked man.
It's not much, Sheriff. He takes a shot faster than I thought he would.
Sheriff, where'd you
come from? The Indian and I were in the back room, Taggart. Also, a couple of deputies who are still there to take care of your pal, Lever.
Deputies?
We heard enough to put you and Lever and Ross and the other three where all of you belong. In jail.
But,
The other three?
They're dead. That masked man shot her.
Thought that for sure, didn't you, Roy? When you see Parker and Clive are tied and gagged in my house,
what?
Macy is fixed the same way.
That man didn't shoot Macy?
No. Me and the boys were in that room, and when Macy was shoved in, we grabbed him.
I thought he was killed.
You thought I was playing the double-cross game, so you came here and shut your mouth off.
Just as you were supposed to do.
That masked man. Oh, if I could just get another shot.
Well, he's leaving. Hey, wait!
You can take it from here, Sheriff.
But you better get that wound fixed.
It's just a scratch. Otto will fix it. Adios.
Adios. All right, you two. Get to the back room where there's handcuffs waiting.
If that masked man had been around...
Haggart, you're a fool to try your game. If you'd checked up, you'd have learned that the Sandusky gang had all been hanged. And you'd have realized that the man who captured those crooks would come here quick if he heard that Sandusky had returned from the dead. You see, the man who got you got Sandusky. He's the Lone Ranger.
Of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.